You know what's hilarious about Democrats? They treat every political crisis like it's a wine and cheese party where someone just used the wrong fork. Oh my goodness, did you hear what happened? This is most concerning. We should write a strongly worded letter. Democrats have turned pearl clutching into an Olympic sport. While the other side is playing political football, Democrats are over here playing political chess. Very polite, very thoughtful chess where they spend 20 minutes contemplating each move and apologizing to their opponent for taking their pieces. Republicans will burn down a building and Democrats will respond with, "We are deeply troubled by these developments and call for a bipartisan committee to study the proper fire safety protocols." The house is literally on fire, Karen. Maybe grab a hose instead of your parliamentary procedure handbook. Democrats have this amazing ability to turn righteous anger into a book club discussion. This unprecedented attack on democracy calls for us to come together and have meaningful conversations about the norms we hold dear. Meanwhile, democracy is getting mugged in an alley, and Democrats are asking if anyone has seen their reading glasses. You'll have Democrats responding to political scandals like they just witnessed someone not return their shopping cart. This is most irregular. I do believe we should express our disappointment in the most civil manner possible. It's like bringing a strongly worded Yelp review to a street fight. Republicans play politics like they're in a WWE match. Chairs flying, dramatic entrances, someone's definitely going through a table. Democrats play politics like they're at a faculty meeting, arguing about whether the coffee budget should be increased by 50 cents. The best part is when Democrats get really fired up, and their version of fired up is speaking in a slightly raised voice while maintaining perfect grammar. I'm quite frankly appalled, and I do not use that word lightly, by these shenanigans. Whoa there, revolutionary, save some anger for the rest of us. Democrats will witness the most outrageous political behavior and respond like they just saw someone cut in line at Whole Foods. "Excuse me, I believe there is a process for this. Perhaps we could have a civil discussion about queue etiquette." While Republicans are out there throwing political Molotov cocktails, Democrats are carefully crafting artisanal protest signs with proper punctuation and footnotes. Zia's under attack. Citation needed. See bibliography on reverse. You know what Democrats do when they're really, truly angry? They write op-eds. This calls for a 1,200-word analysis of why this behavior is suboptimal for our democratic institutions. The revolution will not be televised. It will be published in the Sunday edition with charts and graphs. Democrats treat politics like a debate club where everyone gets participation trophies. While we fundamentally disagree with our colleagues across the aisle setting the Capitol building on fire, we respect their right to have different opinions about arson. The funniest thing is when Democrats try to get tough and they sound like disappointed librarians. This behavior is simply unacceptable and frankly quite rude. We demand an apology and perhaps a timeout to think about what you've done. Republicans will literally storm government buildings and Democrats will respond with, "We are gravely concerned about these violations of proper visitor protocols. Has anyone checked if they signed the guest registry?" You'll have Democrats watching democracy crumble, and their biggest concern is whether everyone's following Robert's Rules of Order. Point of parliamentary procedure, are we sure this attempted coup was properly seconded? Democrats are like that friend who gets cut off in traffic and responds by making sure their turn signal is working properly. "I shall indicate my displeasure by following all traffic laws even more carefully than before." The Republican strategy is shock and awe. The Democratic strategy is committees and subcommittees. Reforming a task force to study the possibility of maybe considering getting upset about this if the focus group results come back positive. And when Democrats finally do get angry, they express it like they're giving constructive feedback to their neighbor about their lawn maintenance. "We're quite disappointed in this fascism, frankly. Have you considered perhaps toning it down just a smidge?" Look, I get it. Taking the high road is admirable. But sometimes the high road leads straight off a cliff, and you're falling through the air yelling, "At least we maintained our dignity," while the other guy is already at the bottom with a parachute he stole from your closet.